Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, episode 114, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today we're going to be talking about the tax implications of some equipment purchases, such as cameras, computers, video recorders, that sort of thing. This should be applicable to bloggers, Etsy sellers, and other types of businesses. And we'll figure out what the IRS has to say about this. So let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
If you recall, in episode 107, we talked about assets and depreciation. And that was kind of the introduction type episode, the background information episode, for the topic that we are going to be discussing today. So if you need a little refresher, you can head back to episode 107. It's pretty short. But the Cliff Notes version is that an asset is something that benefits your business over the course of several years. It benefits your business for longer than a year. It doesn't get used up right away. So cameras, computers are examples of assets. But for instance, paper and ink are not. So normally when you purchase an asset for your business, the IRS wants you to depreciate it. They don't want you to take the entire expense, the entire tax deduction in the year you purchased it, because you're going to be using that equipment for many years. So they want you to split up that expense over the period of time that you will be using that piece of equipment. And that's called depreciation. So let's take a quick example. Let's say you bought a $10,000 piece of equipment that's going to last you for 5 years. The IRS doesn't want you to just deduct the full $10,000 as a business expense in the year you purchase the equipment. They want you to split it up over that 5 years you'll be using the equipment. So $2,000 every year as a deduction on your tax return instead of $10,000 all in the first year. Okay, so when it comes to some smaller equipment, some more entertainment use equipment, such as computers, cameras, video recording devices, the IRS has some different rules that give you a little bit more flexibility on maybe being able to deduct that full expense in the year you buy it, which is nice to get that tax benefit in the first year rather than spreading it out over the course of several years, and it makes the record keeping a little bit easier. The first thing you need to do, though, which is true of many business expenses like we've discussed previously, you need to determine how much you're using that equipment for business purposes and how much for personal purposes. So let's take a camera as an example. If you purchase a camera for your business, but you use it a little bit for personal reasons, taking pictures of your kids, the IRS really wants you to create a log and record how much you're using that camera to take blog post pictures and take product pictures for your Etsy shop versus how much time you're using that camera for personal purposes. So let's say in our example, we've determined that 75% of the time we use our camera for business purposes. So the same thing would hold true. You would calculate for computers or for video recording devices. Same thing. So 75%, let's say, in our example. Well, normally what you would have to do is you'd have to take 75% of that purchase price. Let's say the purchase price of the camera was $2,000. It's a really nice one. So 75% is $1,500 of that expense is for the business, and $500 is for personal, so that's not a tax deduction. Normally, you'd have to depreciate that $1,500 over the next several years, maybe 3, 5, 7 years, depending on the IRS rules for that. You'd have to take that expense and split it up. So if it was over the course of the next 3 years, you take $500 every year, instead of just taking the $1,500 in that first year as a business deduction. So if you use that camera over 50% of the time for business, the IRS is going to let you, if you want, take that full $1,500 as a business expense in that year you purchase. And they do this through what they call a Section 179 deduction. It basically just means you can expense the business portion of the cost all in 1 year instead of spreading it out over the course of several years through depreciation. Makes it simpler, right? And these items that the IRS is talking about in this example, they call it listed property. So like I said before, we're talking about computers, cameras, video recording devices, things like that. So what if you buy something for your business, but you don't use it more than 50% of the time for your business? You actually create a log and you find out, oh, I'm only using this 25% of the time for business and the rest is personal. You can still depreciate that business portion over the next several years. So if only 25% was business of the $2,000 camera that you bought, you can still depreciate that 25%, that $500, over the course of the next several years. So you'll still get credit, so to speak, for that business expense. It just won't be all at one time. It won't be all in the first year that you purchase it. The one exception to this rule is if you purchase a computer for your business and you keep that computer in your qualifying home office. And we talked about whether you qualify for a home office or not in episode 105. So if you have an IRS qualified home office and you buy a computer for business purposes that you place in that home office and it stays there, that's the only place that you use it. It's used exclusively in your qualifying home office. Then 100% of that computer cost you can take as a 179 deduction. So you can deduct that full cost as a business expense on that first year you buy it, and you don't have to depreciate it over the next 5 to 7 years. Okay, let's take another example because I know this sounds a bit tricky. And the IRS does love to make rules upon rules upon exceptions upon rules, which makes it really fun. Let's say you buy a laptop for your business and you have a home office, but because it's a laptop, you're not using it 100% in your home office. And of course, I know all of us, even if we're using our laptop mostly for business, we're still using it for personal reasons as well. So let's say you buy a $1,000 laptop. And you keep a log and you're using it 90% of the time for your business. You're adding orders on Etsy. You're answering emails. You're editing podcasts on that computer. You're having Skype calls with other business owners. You're blogging with that computer. 90% of the time you're using it for the business, and only 10% of the time are you using it for personal email checking or watching videos on Netflix. And you have records to substantiate this. So then at the end of the year, because you've used it more than 50% of the time for business purposes, you can do this whole Section 179 deduction thing. So that 90% of the cost, $900, you can take as a business expense, a tax deduction, all in the first year, instead of spreading out that $900 over the next 5 years, which can get really annoying when you're just depreciating all this little stuff. That 10% that you use for personal purposes, that is never a business expense. That's just your own personal pleasure. It doesn't enter into the equation at all. Now, if you're going to do this Section 179, this is all taking place on Form 4562, in case you want to know. And there is a maximum allowable. For 2014, it was $500,000 maximum Section 179 deduction. So I think you're safe on the maximum. And don't get concerned and worried about all these forms. Number one, if you use tax software, if you use H&R Block Online, which is what we use, if you use TurboTax, they're going to be asking you these questions and filling out these forms for you. If you use a tax professional, they are going to know what forms you need to fill out and how to fill those out. The important thing for you to know by listening to this episode is that when you buy equipment for your business, you need to figure out how much you're using it for business and how much you're using it for personal, so that you can get a business tax deduction on it, whether it's all at one time with 179, or if you depreciate it over the course of the next several years, the business portion. What I bet most of you are doing is you are buying computers, you're buying cameras, you're buying video recording devices, you're buying equipment, and you are using it almost exclusively for your business, and you're not taking a tax deduction for it. You're just counting it as a personal expense because, oh, I am using it a little bit for personal. But I bet you're using that camera or that computer more than 50% of the time for business, or at least some portion for business, and that is a tax deduction for you. That is a business expense for you that you need to be aware of. So that's kind of the takeaway here. I know this is a lot of technical mumbo jumbo, and it is mumbo jumbo, but if you don't know that that tax deduction is out there for you, if you don't know that a camera purchase can be partly a business expense, then you'll just end up eating it with your personal money instead of taking advantage of these legitimate tax deductions. Last scenario that I wanted to mention. Let's say you bought an asset previously before you even started your business. You bought a really expensive camera in 2014 and you didn't start your business until 2015. You're still going to need to keep track of how much you're using that camera for business use and personal use. But the portion that you use for business, you're converting that camera or that computer to a business use. You can depreciate that business portion generally based on that item's now fair market value. So you may not be able to go back to the original cost of the item, but generally, you can depreciate going forward based upon the current fair market value. So if you bought that camera for $2,000 in 2014 and it looks like now a used camera fair market value is about $1,000, but you're using that camera 75% of the time for your business, so that $750 you can depreciate over the next 5 years or so and get that tax deduction. Okay, so that's how we handle those type of equipment purchases for our business. It will take some work to get that tax deduction because you do have to calculate the business and personal portion. But every dollar you don't have to shell out in unnecessary taxes that you have to pay to the government, I mean, hey, that's great. So it could definitely be worth creating a simple little log to track how much time you're spending with the camera on business and personal. I'm going to link in the show notes to the IRS guidance that I relied on for this episode so that you can have an idea of where to look on the IRS website for more information on this topic. This is the condensed version of the IRS tax code. And I feel like always I should give you a warning. Since this is the condensed version of the IRS tax code, there are many nuances in the tax code, and every tax situation is different. So do your own research, use your tax programs when determining what you can deduct and how to deduct them, or rely on a tax professional. But at least you know now to look for this information, to see about deducting some of these expenses for your business on your tax return. Okay, that's all I have for now. You can find those show notes at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/BBM114. If you have any questions, just leave a comment on the blog post in the show notes, and I will do my best to answer them. I hope you're having a great day. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.